The new season of Flex and Shanice premiered last Saturday on OWN, and the second episode airs tomorrow on OWN. Flex and Shanice, good morning.
Good morning.
They chorus.
Singing it.
Aw. So how y'all?
My wife's trying to act like she's up.
I'm up. I'm excited to talk to everybody.
You're in L.A.?
Yes, I'm in L.A.
Yeah,
it's 4:45 in the morning.
She's in L.A. and I just landed. I'm in Indianapolis. So.
Oh, you going to the Black Expo?
Yep. I think I'm doing as part of it. Brother named Amp Harris and Reggie Wayne do this outreach and stuff with the juvenile detention center, and it's a basketball game. It's outreach, and they have a concert. So I've been doing this thing for like 20 plus years, and I think it's kind of winding down. So I just had to come out and support because he's always been a positive dude.
Yeah. How has sharing your financial situation helped or hurt your image, Flex and Shanice, on the TV show?
It actually didn't hurt anything. It actually helped a lot of people. Like, we get a lot of emails and a lot of tweets, and people are reaching out saying, thank you for sharing your story, because I'm going through the same thing right now. A couple reached out to Flex and said they lost their jobs and lost their home. I was about to commit suicide, and they said that our show literally saved their lives. So I don't regret it at all. And the show has been a blessing.
Me either. I think, it's one of those things where, when you step out to do it, you decide to do it, and you just got to go through with it and not worry about all the other stuff, because, we have friends in the industry that came to us on the side like, hey, man, I'm going through the same thing. And, you guys stepping out there, just made it real. And I'm like, yeah, it's real. Like, 90% of the country went through it when we went through it. And, it's about resiliency. It's about bouncing back. And you keep going. I don't think that it's hurt in any way, because, the only area it has hurt is now people, trying to offer you shows like, man, come on, y'all know y'all need this.
You can't afford to turn this down.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, y'all still hooked on the first season. No, we're past that.
We're back.
I would not do that show for $2. I would not do that show for $2. I'm not doing it.
So which is more difficult for you guys? Is it opening up about your financial situation and how what dire straits you are in, or is it living with your in-laws and having family drama?
Well, we're not in those dire straits anymore, so it's definitely a past tense. And this season, you'll see. We don't even talk about that. We're burying our careers, and me back doing stand up, and my wife recording. We're gonna show her recording with T-Pain and Neo and all this. T-Pain will be on tomorrow. And you see the movement, you see the progress, because you can't stay in that place forever,
But what about the in-laws?
Now, the in-laws, that's always going to be interesting.
Interesting. Okay, Flex.
We have natural drama. But we love each other.
Yeah, we do.
Flex has always said, no matter what, divorce is not an option.
That's right. I just want to be able to walk around in my drawers. I can't do that yet. I'm just waiting to do that. Can I please walk around in my drawers without having to worry about somebody coming out of their room?
Well, let me ask you this. Is Ruba ever going to get his life right?
Yeah, let me tell you though. Ruba is an amazing kid. I got to tell you, he's got the heart of
He's a hustler.
He will stop. He will do anything for you. Like yesterday, they called me, the producer of Fast and Furious. They called and wanted me to go on tape like immediately, like by 5:00. He was at a meeting in Studio City at 3:00, drove back just to help me, put me on tape, and then he went back to his meeting. So, it speaks volumes about him. I think he went through a stage where he was trying to figure out everything. But he's a young kid. You know what I mean?
Uncle Spirit, he's okay too.
There
was a long pause there.
He's always in the spirit.
He's always in the spirit.
I wonder what planet he stays on sometime. I don't know.
That's my buddy, though. I love talking to him, man. That's my buddy, man. We sit in the backyard, we talk, and he's got his little house in the backyard. And we sit out there, and, you know, we talk. And, you know, it's just real cool because not having that father in my life, you know, I kind of get a little bit from him, a little bit from my wife's stepdad, Mike, you know what I mean? So it balances out.
It's quite a handful there.
Flex and Shanice.
Season 3.
premiered last week. The second episode airs tomorrow on OWN. All right, yes. Flex and Shanice. Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you
so much.
You got it.